The Alan Davis Show, starring Alan Francis, Ronnie Ancona, and Alan Davis.
Easy, Mary, easy. Now leave the door, okay? It'll be over any minute. Now, if we just carefully move this round to the... Round, Murray, without knocking over the...
Oh. Let's just dump it here.
All right.
And all this stuff belongs to your girlfriend's dog.
I told you, mate, Anna's animal mad. Do you know why I'm looking after her dog?
Why?
She's going to a pony funeral. The pony she rode as a kid died, so her family decided to have a pony funeral.
It's pony madness.
Animal crackers, mate, the whole lot of them.
What's this?
That's a squeaky apple.
Why a squeaky apple?
I don't know, Murray. I have no idea. I'm not particularly up on the workings of the squeaky toy industry. Maybe dogs just want to chew on something round and an apple is round.
Well, what about a baby's head? That's round.
Encouraging dogs to chew apples, that's probably a good thing, isn't it, Murray? Encouraging dogs to chew babies' heads, that's probably bad.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Kate.
What's all this?
Anna's going home to Scotland for a few days, so I'm looking after her dog.
You? Why you?
Because I'm a caring, sensitive bloke, and she can trust me with that responsibility.
Did she say that?
No, but she could have. I don't know, for some reason, and I'm not really sure why, but for some reason she seems to think I love animals as much as she does.
You told her you loved animals, didn't you?
No. Hi, Anna. Saturday, hang on, I'll just check something. Arsenal away to Leeds. No, I'm free all day Saturday. That'd be fantastic. I love zoos. Hello? Oh, hi, Anna. That'd be great. I love fish. I'll see you at the aquarium. Anna? Windsor Safari Park? Brilliant! I love dangerous wild animals wandering around without any visible form of restraint.
I bet you did. That is so like you.
Well, when you first start going out with someone, you want to seem keen, don't you?
Yeah, but now look what you've got yourself into. You'll never cope. Men can't look after themselves, let alone any other life form.
Hold on there. Me and other life forms get on great.
Yeah, well, growing fungi and mould in coffee cups doesn't count, Murray. It's not like you care for them, is it? They look after themselves, unlike dogs. They want you to feed them and they want you to wash them so they can lie on the sofa all day and play with their balls. They're blokes, basically.
The dog will be fine, Kate. Anna works as a dog trainer. Mungo is a stunt dog. He'll be well behaved. He's probably got O-levels.
Oh, yeah, he's a stunt dog, isn't he? He's in the new James Bond film. He's a bit of a star.
If Anna wanted someone to look after her dog properly, she should have asked me. I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to cope with this dog.
Oh, listen to you with your flappy nonsense.
Flappy nonsense?
Yes, flappy nonsense. The nonsense generated by your lips going flappy, flappy, flap, flap. If you're so great with animals, how come your rabbit looks so ill?
She does not look ill.
I think you're doing something to that rabbit. I don't know what, but I think that it's bad.
Oh, really?
I mean, you notice how she spends all her time under a pile of straw?
Yeah, because that's where she sleeps.
That's what you think. What she's actually doing is working on a tunnel. She's trying to escape.
Animal hater.
No, Kate. Animal carer.
Alan, does that little clock radio thing you've got tell the right time?
Yeah, why? Oh, no. I should be at the train station by now.
You'll never come.
The dog will look after itself. We'll get on great.
Flappy, flap, flap.
What have I done?
You stood on his tail. Quiet boy. There. Who's a good little boy who always does what he's told? Yes.
Well, I do my best. Do I get one of those as well?
Yes. I'll give you a call after the funeral. Now, don't forget, you behave yourself while I'm away.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
No, Alan, I was talking to you.
The 11:30 service from London King's Cross to Edinburgh Waverley is now ready to depart from platform. I'll get back to you on that.
Well, that's me.
Okay, take care.
And you.
So it's just me and you then, fella? All right, there. Good boy. Easy.
15.
Chronic fatigue, loss of appetite, general malaise.
Oh, what is it?
Well, without a full examination, it's hard to say. What are you feeding him?
Oh, you know, just the usual. Carrots, that sort of...
Carrots?
What? Well, what's wrong with that?
Recent scientific evidence has shown that carrots are very bad for rabbits.
But I thought carrots were full of goodness, you know, vitamin A, help you see in the dark and all that.
Oh, that's an old wives' tale, I'm afraid. In actual fact, recent indications are that carrots cause rabbits to go blind.
Oh! Is there anything I can do?
Well, yes, the good news is that there is something we can do. We can give her these extra carotene tablets. They contain all the essential vitamins and minerals that your rabbit needs for a healthy lifestyle.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Do you keep straw in her hutch?
Oh, yeah, lots, yeah.
Listen, it's not your fault, but that might also be a factor.
Straw?
Yeah. Your rabbit may be allergic to straw. Now, these charts will show you just how bad the problem of rabbit eczema has become. A reaction like this would probably prevent her from sleeping properly and add to her general fatigue. But don't worry, because I've got synthetic straw.
What?
Yeah. It's been specifically designed in a laboratory in Switzerland, with your rabbit's needs in mind. It's hypoallergenic, and it's pH balanced.
I'm not so sure. It sounds a bit, dodgy.
Hey, you mustn't worry. None of our products have been tested on animals. So that's good. By the way, how big is your rabbit's hutch?
Oh, I don't know. Normal size, about 4 feet.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, what?
You've heard of sick building syndrome?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid your Flopsy has the rabbit equivalent. Sick hutch syndrome.
Eh?
Yeah. Keeping an animal confined in such a small space is like locking it in a prison cell. Sometimes they get so claustrophobic they try to tunnel out. Fortunately, again, there is an answer. This is the Mega Hutch 4000. It's the future of cunicular technology.
It looks exactly the same.
To a human, yes. That's because it's been designed from a rabbit's perspective. Doesn't your rabbit deserve the very best?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. You know, as soon as you walked in, I thought, now, here's a woman with compassion, with sensitivity, with soul.
Thank you.
It's quite all right. That'll be £205. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
It's coming. Just hang on. Want to eat the tin? I can't even open it.
It's not going well, is it, Al?
This dog is costing me a fortune. Anna's only been gone one day. He's gone mad. He's eating everything. And I mean everything. I came in this morning. He had my car keys in his mouth. I didn't know if he was going to eat them or use them to drive down the kebab shop.
Which did he do?
He ate them. The only thing he hasn't chewed on is those stupid squeaky toys.
I really like these.
I found him eating hummus earlier. Since when did you see a dog that eats hummus?
Hey, did you hear that?
Yeah. He can tell when you're talking about food. It's something he learned from an advert he did.
Really? Can I try?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Pumpkins.
Wow.
Guacamole.
Hey, this is cool.
Sausage rolls. Eh?
No, I think you might be vegetarian.
Vegetarian, brilliant.
Oh, hi, Kate.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Kate, watch this. Sausage rolls.
What?
No, Murray, that's not going to be that impressive, is it? Try it again.
All right, of course, yeah. Sandwich. Cheese sandwich? Fantastic, eh?
Not really, Murray, no, not fantastic, not at all fantastic. Very, very expensive.
You think that's expensive? I've just had to spend 200 quid on my bunny.
200 quid? On a rabbit? Only cost a fiver, brand new.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, loads of things. It's got the wrong diet, the wrong hutch, and evidently, right, it's allergic to straw.
So hang on. Allergic to straw? How can a rabbit be allergic to straw? It spends its whole life surrounded by straw. That'd be like Murray being allergic to curry.
Maybe I am.
Sounds to me like there's someone in London with a badge saying vet who's laughing as we speak.
No. Straw gives them fatigue.
Laughing.
No, and right, it's got sick hutch syndrome. Sort of like a rabbit version of ME. You know what Claire Francis had, or at least what Claire Francis would have had if she was a rabbit, which is
laughing
not,
with the bank manager as they count your money.
No, it is true, actually.
Laughing.
Counting.
Laughing.
It's true.
Counting.
Oh, excuse me. Are you vets? No, you're not. I got these as well.
Extra carotene tablets. Ingredients, water, sugar, carrots.
Don't you start as well.
Wow, did you ever get ripped off?
I know. I knew at the time. He was just so... He had a white coat. What am I going to do now?
Go and demand your money back. Just tell the vet you're not happy.
Absolutely.
Just don't let him talk you out of it. Stay cool, calm and collected.
Cool, calm and collected, right. Cool, calm.
Poor old Kate, she's mad, isn't she?
It's awful, isn't it? 200 quid. Carrots. Hey!
Listen, I'm going to go out to get some more food before the dog starts eating my flat.
You're going to a lot of trouble for this girl.
Well, you know, she's nice. She's really caring and nice.
And incredibly good-looking. Still, think of all the other incredibly good-looking women out there you can have with this dog. After all, dogs bring women.
I think you mean sticks, mate.
No. No, I mean women. They come up to you and they go, "Oh, what a lovely dog." Same as they do with babies. But having a baby makes you look like you're in a relationship. Whereas having a dog makes you look single and rugged.
Well, he did get a lot of attention when I took him out earlier, but I just put it down to the fact that he was a James Bond dog.
Hey, you know what? This is my chance with the Frisbee girls in the park.
The Frisbee girls... We like the Frisbee girls.
Everyone likes the Frisbee girls.
Except Kate. She says their clothes are too small.
I like the Frisbee girls. And they're going to see the dog, come up to it, pet it, and then bang, they're mine.
Bang, they're mine? What does that mean, bang, they're mine? What, no chat or anything, just bang? I don't know, mate.
Oh, come on. The dog needs a walk. I'll walk it for you.
All right, but just be careful.
All right. Squeaky apple. Baby's head. Good boy.
And I thank all those of you here today who came to pay your respects to dear Anna's beloved pony. May Hermione, Elizabeth, Duran, Sugarlumps, Travolta pony rest in peace. Will you please all join us now in the last hymn, which you will find on the back of your printed sheets.
Hello.
What do you mean you lost the dog? How could you lose the dog? It's a massive dog.
I told you I lost it when I was playing Frisbee. But I was also watching the dog. I was watching the dog all the time. And then when I turned round, it was gone.
I knew you were out of your depth with the Frisbee girls.
It's okay, because I've had a brilliant idea. We go out, we find another dog that looks exactly like Mungo. When Anna comes back, we tell her it's her dog. She need never know.
It's a stunt dog. It's highly trained. She's going to find out it's not Mungo the first time they go snowboarding.
All right. We find another dog, and we teach it to snowboard. No, hang on. Even I can see that is a stupid idea.
Everything's gone wrong. How could everything go so wrong?
Look at it this way, Alan. This is the worst it can get.
Hi, Alan. It's Anna.
Oh, great. To hear from you. It's great to hear from you.
I was just ringing to say I'm on my way back.
You're on your way back?
What wonderful news.
That's wonderful news.
And I was wondering if you could meet me at the train station?
Meet you at the station?
Of course I will.
Of course I will.
I'm due in about 8:30.
8:30?
I can hardly wait.
I can hardly wait.
Is there a problem, Alan?
No. Listen, you better call me on my mobile. I might have to go out for a while.
Why's that?
To see a man about a dog.
See a man about a dog.
Oh, that reminds me. Is Mungo there?
Is Mungo here?
Nope.
Yeah, of course he is. Absolutely. Why wouldn't he be here? He loves it here.
Can you put him on for me to talk to?
You want to talk to him?
Well, you can't.
Come on, Anna, he's a dog. Don't be silly. How are you doing?
Terrible. My pony just died. Put Mungo on. I want to say hello.
I can't. He's asleep.
Well, can you wake him up, Alan?
Wake him up?
No.
Put the phone to his ear, Alan. I want to talk to him.
Put the phone to his ear?
What?
Hello, baby. Are you all right?
Woof.
Are you missing me?
Woof.
He doesn't sound like himself, Alan.
Doesn't he?
Are you sure you're feeding him properly?
I'm feeding him practically non-stop. In fact, by the time you get back, he might have eaten so much that he's disappeared. Anyway, I better go.
Wait, wait. My family want to say hello to Mungo.
Do they? Well, they can't. He's asleep again.
Already?
Well, remember that old saying, let sleeping dogs lie?
Oh, that's so thoughtful.
Well, you know, just thinking of Mungo.
Oh.
Yeah, well.
I'd better go. I'll call you from the station if you're not already there.
Okay, I'll be there. Whew. That was jammy.
Woof.
Alan? It's Mr. Galloway. Have you got a dog in there?
No. No, there's no dog in here.
Dog?
Who's Mr. Galloway?
No idea. Well, this is it then. We've rung all the obvious places. We've tried Anna's. We've been all over the park. And now we're driving aimlessly around London, hoping we'll just happen to bump into the dock.
Don't be so negative.
This is a disaster. I'm going to get chucked.
You won't get chucked. There's still time. There are still things we can do.
Yeah, like what?
Hummus!
Well, we could go to the premiere of that new James Bond film. I mean, seeing as he was in the film, he might have got an invite.
Yeah, I know he's a talented dog, but I doubt he'll be able to read the invitation, hire a suit and rent a limo.
Pumpkins, we have pumpkins.
You know how dogs love to chase cats, right? So, we dress up as a cat.
You're not helping, Murray.
Okay. So you don't like that plan. Try this. Mungo loves to eat, right? So we dress up as a slice of cake. A gorgeous portion of carrot cake with real carrot pieces.
Carrots. We have lots of lovely carrots.
Murray, shut up. This is the worst day of my life. I've lost the dog, I'm going to get chucked, and when I wake up tomorrow, you will still be my best mate.
Ah, you were the lovely lady with the rabbit, if I recall.
Yeah, well, you can knock it off with the lovely lady for a start. I want my money back.
How is she? Feeling better?
She's fine.
Great.
I mean, well, she's not fine. Well, she is fine, but that's not the point. You are a con man, and you're extracting money under false thingies. You've just ripped me off.
But you said yourself that Flopsy was fine.
Yes, but...
Do you know, this is the sort of attitude we vets have to put up with every single day of our working lives.
Look,
I'm just doing my job, Miss Baker.
You're just out to make money.
I'm not a charity, Miss Baker. They rejected my application. People conveniently forget the treatment their animals receive. They just look at their bank balance. Now, if you'll excuse me, I do have a lot of animals to care for.
Wait a minute. Where did that dog come from?
Oh, he's a stray. Somebody brought him in. Found him outside in the park, choking on a frisbee.
My friend's supposed to be looking after that dog.
Well, he's not doing a very good job.
Look, I better take him. I mean, Alan's going to be going mad.
Fine, that's fine. Just sign this release form, please.
What? Oh, yeah, sure.
And that'll be £100, please.
What?
Don't start all that again.
All right, there. £100.
Thank you very much. Oh, and you might want these.
Mungo. Never thought I'd be pleased to see you. Oh, suit yourself.
Thanks again, Kate.
Yeah, you getting ripped off worked out really well in the end.
Oh, and I suppose you never get ripped off, do you?
No. But then I'm not as gullible as you, am I, Kate? How much are you from the vets?
150. 5.
Well, we'll call it 160 for your trouble.
Oh, thanks very much.
That's all right. I've got the dog back, I've got my keys back, Anna's never going to know anything about it. Perfect. That's my mobile. Has anyone... I couldn't find it earlier. Where is it? Where's it coming from?
It's coming from under the dog.
It's not coming from under the dog.
No. No, no, it's not inside the dog. Under the dog, near the dog, adjacent to the dog, not in the dog.
Look, wait there. Before we get too worried, let's just make sure that A, it's definitely swallowed your phone, and B, well, I've forgotten what B is. I'll go through your room and phone your mobile.
Okay.
Actually, Alan, I've just thought of something.
Oh, no. It is in the dog.
Alan? Can you hear me?
Of course I can hear you.
No, I'm speaking through the dog.
What?
I've shut the door. I can't hear you except through the dog.
We're talking on the phone right now.
Yes, I'm on the dog, Alan. The dog and bone phone, or in this case, the dog and bone dog.
Oh, Murray, shut up. Murray, that is not funny.
You don't frighten me, Alan. Let's just say I'm well connected. You see, I'm very good friends with a certain Mr. Bond, 007, licensed to kill.
This really couldn't be any worse.
Actually, I think you'll find it could.
First, we gave you Pal with Marrowbone. Now we give you new improved power with added mobile phone. Top readers recommended.
I just thought that was probably Anna ringing to say that she's on her way round.
We're going to have to give that vet a call, aren't we?
Yes. Call the vet. Do a deal. Do whatever he wants. Help me, Alan. You're my only hope.
It's all over. Mungo's going to be fine. You made the right decision.
So, have you got the phone?
Yes, I've got the phone.
Show us.
It's here.
And is the dog unharmed?
Of course.
How do we know that?
Carrots!
Now, have you got the money?
We've got the money. Murray, open the briefcase.
Bum bag.
Murray, open the bum bag.
Okay, here's how this is going to work.
You give me the money, and I give you the dog.
Go ahead, Murray.
There you are.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure doing business with you.
Easy, boy, easy. Yes, it's good to see you too. So tell me, was my baby any trouble?
No trouble at all.
Him, no. No trouble at all.
Oh, Alan loves dogs.
I do. I love dogs.
And they love him.
They do. They love me. No, not in a sexual way, obviously.
Right. Well, I better go and unpack. Shall I give you a call later?
That'd be great. You can call me on the mobile if I'm not in. I'll have it cleaned up by then.
Cleaned up?
Yeah, the dog...
Chewed on it.
The dog chewed on it.
Yeah, thought it was a mobile bone. Alan, you should have been more careful. He's a very inquisitive dog. You should have known better than to leave things like that lying around. He could have swallowed it.
That's if. No, I kept a close eye on him at all times, so things never got out of hand.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I can't tell you how much my baby means to me. Sometimes I feel we're so close, it's almost like he can speak to me.
I know what you mean.
Well, thanks again for looking after him. I'll call you later. Bye, Kate. Bye, Murray.
Bye, Anna.
See ya.
Cheerio. Well, I'm glad that's over.
I can't believe you got away with that.
I didn't get chucked. It's all worked out, and I didn't get chucked. This calls for a celebration, I think. Who's going to the pub?
What time is it?
Don't know. Hey, Alan, where's your clock radio gone?
Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 where is it? Find it.
That's not good, is it?
No, Murray, that is not good.
So, tell me, baby, did you have a nice time round at Alan's?
I mean, that's the title of the track, and here's another one from Harper. Has she ever quit the drawbridge?
The Alan Davis Show was written by Ben Silburn, Tony Roach and Alan Davis. It starred Alan Davis, Alan Francis and Ronnie Ancona with Deborah Stevenson and Dave Lamb. The broadcast assistant was Elaine Wigley and the producer was Jane Bertu.